how did you two get together? Back in trip?
No. No, that's a
story in itself.
That's a story itself, yeah. No, I tell you, I had a girlfriend here. And she's still here, you see. But my folks was against it. Yeah, it was too much of a relation, you know. And my folks was against it. And I'm glad today that I didn't get married to her. I couldn't have seen nothing bad about her, but still it wasn't. It was a good thing I didn't.
Who was it?
Amalia Travis.
Oh.
And so, I see saying, of course, I could have different kind of girls, but I didn't want to. I was kind of choice to do, you know. And then her uncle, that's Gust Willowite, told me, he was driving home from Queen one night, I and him, you know, with horses. And he says, why don't you go down, he says, to my brother, he says, he cut some girls down there. And I says, yeah, I says, I don't know. Well, he says, why don't you take Julius Eisenbrown, you know, he was a cousin, and he was a brother to him, this Willowite, you know. And he says, Julius Eisenbrown, he takes you over there, Adolf Eisenbrown, he takes you over there. So, well, finally, he took me over there. Of course, we went to different girls, but that girl, you know, and when that fellow that we took me there, you know, at your house, bro, he says, that's your wife right there. Yes, he said that. And, of course, I'd never seen it before or anything, because it was the truth. So that's the reason we got married in 1923. Then, of course, her uncle and her father, they kind of talked to each other through letters, you know, and found out what kind of guy I was, so I guess it worked all right.